May 29, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Not I, but Christ. Opening prayer. Jesus, thank you for the scriptures, through which you make yourself known to me and show me your love and faithfulness. Thank you for the many evidences of grace and mercy that are mine each day. Read Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 22. Paul, the minister to the Gentiles. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus, in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done, by the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. Reflect. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Here is Paul's declaration of his own call to ministry. After his conversion on the Damascus Road, God revealed to Ananias that he had chosen Paul to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Paul repeated the same claim in Jerusalem, and when some of the Jews rejected his message in Pisidian Antioch, he reiterated it there. There was one wrinkle made clear in his address to the people at Antioch, that he would go to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. Paul was clear-headed and consistent about his mission, not only his personal commissioning, but also the scriptural basis for it. He understood clearly how, from Abraham on, the Gentiles had always been included in God's plan, though the Jews had, in the main, suppressed this fact, insisting on Torah observance. Paul based much of his conviction on Isaiah. If you have known the joy of leading someone else to Christ, imagine how Paul must have felt after establishing fledgling churches in all the places he had visited around the north side of the Mediterranean. If you have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling you to do the impossible, and seen the results of Christ working in your life, you know what Paul is talking about. Living as he did in a culture whose values were built on honor and shame, he might well have taken pride in what he had accomplished and reveled in the recognition it had earned him. However, he didn't see it that way. He reveled in Jesus Christ. He, like the Lord he served, took on the form of a servant. He knew, and we can know it too, the unspeakable joy of knowing Jesus is working through us. Apply. Paul's ambition was to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. What do people need to hear today to make Christ's message meaningful? How can we proclaim that? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, I lift up to you those you have sent to the hard places in the world to share the gospel. Affirm their calling, fortify their faith, and give them courage.